Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Thank you for listening in. This is Passion Entrepreneur, Ken Brown, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist, if you will. Thank you for listening in. We maximize your profits, your business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. I want you to check out the website, BetterSalesAndProfitsNow.com. That's Better Sales and Profits Now. Or go to our social media website, or actually the social network for Passion Entrepreneurs, which is mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. That's mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Today, we're going to talk about, not entrepreneurs, but maybe future entrepreneurs. Do you have a CyberNet kid? That's the question I want to ask you today. Do you have a CyberNet kid? On the phone, we've got Dr. Robert Joseph, my technology guru, and he's going to tell us all about cyber kids, future entrepreneurs, I take it, or future computer scientists, professors, making a difference, conquering this online web world. Anyway, Dr. Robert Joseph, my technology guru, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ken. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, cyber kids, CyberNet kids. What is a CyberNet kid? Are there any, are those really human beings or something that we create?
No, they are actually human beings. and what CyberNet kids is, it's a environment and it's a structure to teach kids how to build websites and how to program. Do animation and do game programming. And it is a class, an in-person class that we do with kids.
And so why did you come out? This is maybe it's a dumb question, but why did you decide to start CyberNet Kids? What was the thought behind that?
Well, as a parent, I started looking at my kids and looking at all the other kids out there and starting to realize that, you know, the web is here to stay, right? No duh. But there's not a lot of great training for kids to actually get involved with building websites. And I'm talking about full-fledged websites that have pictures, that have video, that have text, and that have the kids being able to manipulate and understand how 2.0 web works by being able to develop blogs, by being able to develop chats, and by being able to develop comments and ratings and the whole overall communication between multiple people on the web. And so in looking at that, we said, let's design a curriculum that really does allow kids to very quickly see the fruits of their labor and be able to develop websites, and then to take that and also develop animation and start to learn how to program so that they can then begin to understand the back end of websites too.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So they're not just participants. They're actually developing all this stuff. And that's when you really, the light comes on. I mean, when you taught me how to create my own websites, and you know, I've got the content, I know my stuff, but now I see how that relates to what you talk about, the back end, how the websites work. So these guys and ladies here are creating websites they're blogging, so they understand how to set up a blog, and they're doing a video and the animation stuff. This is great. This is great stuff. So,
yeah.
What happens with that? When you're showing, and how old are these kids, by the way?
Oh, well, the kids that we're targeting now are between 8 and 14 years old, and we're
mm-hmm.
looking at adding additional age groups to that. But the really neat thing about it is that as soon as the kids come into the class, they get their own website. They get,
get their own website.
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Wow, okay.
They get to develop that website out during the length of the class. And if they want to continue on with it, then we provide the ability for that to happen. But the really neat, the thing that's pretty amazing is that within a short period of time, they have their first page up, they have pictures on it, they have text going on, and even the most cynical kid starts to get engaged in the process and starts to enjoy it.
What happens when you see the kids put their own website up?
You see this
very interesting.
This look of elation on their face, and they feel like they can express themselves. Now, and it's an amazing thing to watch. There was we did our pilot course about 3 weeks ago up in the Washington D.C. area, and there was a 12-year-old girl that put her poetry up on the web, and
mm-hmm.
it gave her an opportunity to get her work out there and allow family members to see it that may not ordinarily have a chance to see it. So that she now has an outlet for her creativity, and it's
wow.
amazing to watch.
Man, that's something else. The light comes on. Okay, so what specifically do you teach the child? You mentioned some things, but be more specific. What does the child learn when they're in class?
Well, the first thing they learn is we use what's called a content management system that allows people to build fully featured websites very quickly. So in the first hour of the class, the kids have logged onto their website, built several pages with text. They're figuring out how to manipulate the text, figuring out how to add pictures to their site. And so they have everything that they need in order to start to create a story for their site. So one of the activities we have is to pick a topic and have the kids create a story around that, whether it's a trip that they've taken or a family experience that they've had, or just to tell a fictional story about something that's happened in their lives. And so they get to write and they get to express themselves, so they're learning those techniques and then they're doing it in the web environment.
Right, so, right. You're teaching them to put down their own content, and it's really, I guess, reinforcing what they're learning in school.
Exactly. Exactly. And then we continue on and we show them how to incorporate YouTube videos into their pages. We show them we show them how to add sound and music to their pages and allow them to share that. And the really neat thing about that is that we do it in a safe environment. Because mm-hmm. what we do is, for instance, when we're teaching the kids chat, we only allow chat to happen in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're teaching them chat or while we're teaching them how to interact with people on the web, we're also instilling in them a safety message so that you don't just give out your address over the web to anybody. You don't just, behind every comment that's coming, that you're reading, there is a person behind that. So you are to be a good net citizen. So there's a lot of not just, okay, here's the technology, but a lot of talking about this is how you responsibly use the technology. Because one of those great sayings in Spider-Man is, with great power comes great responsibility.
Great responsibility.
Yeah, I love that saying because I think it's very true.
Okay, so how long did you finish in terms of what did the child, what children learned in your class?
Oh, no, they learned far a lot.
Okay, go ahead. I have other questions, but I really want to understand exactly what kids are getting out of this class.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's sort of the web creation class in which they learn some of the basics of web creation, in which they are building one-way communication pages. Then there's the advanced Web 2.0, where they start to then get into building chat in their website.
See, that's what people have right now. Most business owners have one-way communication websites.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And don't know it. They don't even know that. But go ahead. That's interesting. Okay.
And we don't want to stop with that. We want to show them two-way communication. So there's chat. There's ratings so that you can set up a rating on your website, so that you can set up comments, so that you can get feedback back, you know, and also dealing with just how do you, again, responsibly do that. And we monitor it. We make sure that the kids are being responsible about it. The other nice feature that we have, too, is that we have parent the ability for parents to go in and see what their kids are doing. And so we state to the kids, you know, if you are a CyberNet kid, your parent at any point in time can go and into the back end of your system and look and see what you're doing. Because, you know, our philosophy is that, you know, we want to empower parents to be able to, you know, help with growing their kids in a safe and a conscientious way.
I would think that in some cases your CyberNet kids' websites are better than the adult websites. What has been the reaction for
we're not
going to
do any comparisons.
I can see, say, hey, why, you can do that on a website? Business owners say, oh, I need to. So there could be some competition at your bureau here between you and
kids,
CyberNet Kids. They might go to the CyberNet Kid before they go to you. How are you going to handle that?
That's okay. That's
yeah,
what we want, actually.
You can deal with that competition. Okay.
Yeah, we want to empower people to be able to do that. So that's another section of the class. Then we have one on internet research. You know, how do you find information on the internet? And search engines aren't the only way. There are a lot of different ways of finding information. There are repositories of information in government sites. There are directories of information. And then once you find the information, how can you start to make some assessment about how reliable that information is?
Just
because it's on the web doesn't mean, and as a matter of fact, it's the opposite. If it's on the web, then it's suspect right there.
Okay.
How do you really look at the information and say, okay, yeah, this is a reliable source, so I can, you know, have more confidence that this information is correct than, you know, other things out there? So we go through that, and that's a part of the class. A section of the class. And then the other part, and this is the exciting thing, is that we teach kids then how to program. So we actually use a language called Scratch, which was developed at MIT, that allows children to program very quickly in an environment that is rich so that they can build animation and they can build games and they can have interactions going on, and then once they've built these, they can publish them to the web very easily to share them with friends and get the ratings of their friends on, you know, okay, how do you like this game? You know, go and add a rating to it. So it's an exciting time. It's interesting, too, because we offered all the things that I talked about, we offered in a summer camp with, in the first one, I think, we had ages 9 to 12. And there were 11 kids in the camp, and it was amazing. They all got it. There was one kid that we have the kids' journal while they're in the class. There was one kid that wrote, you know, I thought my mom stuck me in this class because she wanted to have me do something for the summer, and I, you know, I knew I wasn't going to like it, but I think this is really cool, and I'm really starting to get into it. And I was just like, that was like the best thing. And that was one of the 9-year-olds.
Your class is the ages is 8 to 14. How many people can be in one class?
We cap the class at 20 kids because we want to give them, you know, there's a lot of one-on-one time. The way that the classes are run is that we show them a technique. We spend about 5 or 10 minutes showing them a technique. And then we spend about 45 minutes allowing them to experiment with it and to develop that that technique. And so during that time, the teachers are roving around, talking with the students, interacting with them. The other thing we do is we have 2 students per computer because we want to develop that synergy and have the one student learn from the other student. And when you have 2 people looking at something, you get a lot more cross-interaction. And it's something that's taken from extreme programming.
Now, you said about, I guess, 22 kids in the class. And how long is the class time? Is it 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. We actually have several different ways of delivering the class.
Mm-hmm.
So during the summertime, it's a summer camp. You know, 9 to 3, somewhere around there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
9 to 3?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And the kids are engaged the whole time. We break that up. There are sections. There are about an hour to 90-minute sections of computer development. Then we break that up with a snack, or we'll break that up with lunch, or we'll break that up with some other activity to get the blood flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But then we come back and we, you know, and the kids are really engaged. There was one, another student in our class that the mom was saying, "My daughter is on the computer late at night working her website." You know, she was like, "Wow,
what are you
that's
doing?
Really great." You know, she's really into this. So the nice thing about it is that because it's over the web, kids will have access to their material wherever they are. And can make changes and make modifications and, you know, and come back the next day with new learnings and new experiences. So we offer it as a summer camp. We also offer it during the school year. A weekend workshop. So right now we're actually running some classes up here in the Smyrna, Georgia area, and we're looking to open up others. But those are 90-minute classes. One day a week on Saturday.
Okay.
So they're broken down into the first, like, web creation class. It's a 6-session or 6-week class that meets, let's say, from 9 to 10:30 Saturday morning from September the 6th to October the 13th, I think, are the dates.
Now, you said for the summer camp, how many sessions does the child participate in during the summer camp?
Well, in the summer camp, all the things that I talked about we're able to cover in that 1-week period.
Oh, okay. So the summer camp, the CyberNet Kids camp is 1 week, 9 to 3, and then you have other, I guess, camps after that.
During the school year, we're doing after-school programs, and we're also doing weekend workshops. Because during the school year, everybody's got a lot more activities going on, especially on Saturdays. You know, there's soccer or there's baseball or there's, you know, some sporting activity that might be there.
Right.
Are there other clubs that might be happening? So we, during the school year, have sessions. They're 90 minutes long, and they're either put into an after-school program or they're put into, weekend workshops.
I have a question. You're doing a CyberNet Kids camp right now. When's the next availability for people that want to enroll their children?
The next availability is September the 6th.
Okay, so there's no more for the summer. Okay,
More for the summer.
They missed out.
September 6th, and right now we're targeting the Atlanta and the Washington D.C. area, in Atlanta, Georgia area. But if people go to our website, and that's cybernetkids.com, cybernetkids.com, that will have the latest information there. And if people are interested in it, please sign up and tell us the location you're in, because we can provide these programs pretty much anywhere.
Wow. So why? Where do you want to take this program, the CyberNet Kids program? Where are you going to take this from here after you've initiated this?
It will be a national program. It will be a program that we offer across the country, and it might even go international, because the content is that powerful. The neat thing about it is that when I say we can offer this class anywhere, if the location has computers, we are good to go, and we can, you know, offer it by providing teachers or providing trainers for teachers. If the location doesn't have computers, we have laptops that we can go in and hook up to the location's internet, and then we're good to go. If the location doesn't have internet, then we have an air card in which we can provide internet service, and we take our laptops, we take our air card with our router, and boom, we're good to go. If we can't get an internet signal, then we bring our laptops in, we bring a server in that has all the website stuff right there local to it, and we're good to go. So we literally can provide this class to any place that has electrical power. It's basically the only thing we need.
That leads me to my next question. That question is specifically, what, I guess, organizations, groups that you would like to reach out to would be that would find this program attractive?
The types of organizations that we're looking at are organizations that have the kids already there and wanting to learn. So we are in conversations with different organizations that have the demographics that we're interested in. And the web is so hot right now that we're getting some.
I don't think it's ever going to cool down, but
yeah, I don't think it's going to cool down in the near future. And it's the digital divide is just continuing to grow bigger and bigger. And
so are you going out to churches or business associations or other groups that provide services for kids or?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily business associations, but churches, clubs. We're going after schools. We're in talks with some schools about adding this to their curriculum. So there's a number of avenues that we're pursuing. And if there's anybody that's listening on the call that has an organization that they think, or a school, or something that you think CyberKids might be good to have as a part of, I say, please go to our website, send us a message, or send me an email.
And that website again is cybernetkids.com?
CybernetKids.com.
Okay. Now, you could invite the fraternity organizations. My fraternity is Alpha Phi Alpha. There's Omega Psi Phi and Delta Sigma Theta. That's a sorority.
Yeah.
And then you've got Alpha Kappa Alpha. And so Sigma Gamma Rho, I believe. So there's some opportunities for attorneys and sororities to maybe participate in this program. Sounds like a very nice program. What about program directors? When you're looking at for program directors and schools and organizations, what is the cost of the program?
Oh, that's the beauty of it.
The beauty?
You're a program director.
Oh, it's free? Is it free?
That is the beauty of it.
Are you kidding?
Well,
okay.
what happens is that
I may take this class.
Well, you gotta
learn some animation and stuff.
You gotta hear me out, kid.
Okay.
What happens
I'm so
is
excited.
That with a lot of the schools and a lot of the programs, the school doesn't really incur any cost, because we will then, if the school says, yes, we want to do this after-school program, then we have all the marketing material and everything to reach the parents. We have registration and everything like that. And so the parents will then pay for the class. So the parents will say, yes, I want my son to sign up for your class in the after-school program here, meeting on Wednesdays from, you know, 2 to 3:30. And then they'll sign up with us. And we do all the paperwork. We do all the administration. We do all the marketing and sales. And the school can have as much or as little input that they want. And a lot of the schools have these club meetings right before school starts for parents and kids to go and look and see what types of clubs they want to be a part of. So
okay, so what is the affordability factor for parents? What could they expect to – what would be the investment there?
The investment there, it is dependent on what the need is for the school itself. If it is comparable to other after-school programs, so somewhere in the 90 to 150 range.
Okay, you can give some range. Okay. And here's another organization you might want to check out, the homeschool.
Yes,
kids
definitely.
Would be a good opportunity for you too. Okay.
Yep, definitely. All right. Definitely. One of the things that we're finding is that there are so many opportunities out there, and there's so much need for this. You know,
absolutely.
The federal government started an initiative called STEM, and that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And they are, you know, starting little STEM sort of magnet schools. And they're putting a lot of money into the whole sort of science and technology arena. And so there's just a lot of opportunity out there, and I think that also speaks to the thirst that people have for this knowledge, because technology is moving very fast, and, you know, it's difficult to keep up with it. And so when there are programs that allow you to not just understand the technology, but understand how to think about the technology and understand the technology on a fundamental level, then people are just amazed at it and are just really excited about it.
So you've been doing this CyberNet Kids program for, is this the first year?
This is the first year. We we launched it 3 weeks ago with our first class. And we're extremely excited about it and getting getting a lot of good feedback on it. So
we're running out of time, but I did want to ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
What other success stories would you like? Maybe one other success story that you'd like to share about CyberNet Kids.
The biggest success story is just talking with parents. You know, as a parent myself, I understand some of the things that parents want for their kids. And when I tell parents about the program that we're doing, before I even finish talking about the program, they have this look on their face like, okay, where can I sign my kid up? You know, I want my kid to be a part of this program. And so we are just, you know, we're like, okay, we need to put a program there.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we're
in the process of ramping up, and we're excited about it. And there's another thing I want to say, too, about this whole technology arena, too, is that we're not just teaching it. We live and breathe it. We have a website development company in which we do website development. So we are talking about current stuff. We're talking about stuff that is tried and true. And also, we have a technical background. My partner and I, my partner's name is Craig Preston, and he and I have degrees from MIT. His is in mechanical engineering. Mine is in electrical engineering.
MIT.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And Craig went on to Berkeley to do some graduate work there, and I went on to Carnegie Mellon to get my PhD in computer science. So what we're talking about isn't just somebody that came along and put a program together based on their experience in the technology arena, but we're talking about individuals that have a deep understanding of the technology from an educational point of view, a deep understanding of the technology from being in it and doing business in that arena, and a deep understanding of the passion for parents, because both Craig and I are parents, and we're watching our kids grow, and we're training our kids to really understand this new media and this brave new world that we're in.
Yeah, so it's sometimes there's a question of whether the teachers, the instructors, know the subject matter in and out, and I think you kind of squashed that because you have a doctorate in computer science teaching the class, and guys from MIT and Berkeley and Carnegie Mellon. I think the parents can rest assured that you're bringing the knowledge, definitely. So let me ask you a couple more questions. What have you learned since launching CyberNet Kids?
That kids are amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I always knew that, but to see some of the things that the kids were able to do and the concepts that they were able to grasp and then extend is really just heartwarming.
Wow, okay. And you mentioned this a little bit, but I want to be able to allow you to toot your own horn here. Is there a CyberNet Kids for adults? I want to learn animation and that's, what do you say, Snatch or whatever? Scratch, whatever that stuff was that you learned from MIT. Is there a CyberNet Kids, Net Kids program for adults?
We actually have a program. If you go to our other website, and that's Glue Life, www.glulife, GLULIFE, then you can see a program that we have for teaching adults how to build websites. And we don't have programming yet for adults. One of the things that we find is that when adults hear about it and they say, oh, that's great, can I take the course too? And then follow that up with, yes, when would you like to do it? And then they stop and they think, I don't have time for that.
Uh-huh.
I'm a parent. I've got kids.
Man, and you have an amazing course because I took it, and I guess I want to learn some more stuff. But there's some things I need to know, like animation video and stuff. So, but all right, so as we wrap up, what is it that you want our listeners to learn about CyberNet Kids?
Well, I want to have people go to our website. Check us out. The website is new. It's constantly going to be changed. There's going to be information for parents to help parents, you know, teaching kids technology. There's going to be a rich environment for kids. So we want to get people to go to our website, check us out, watch us grow, and give us feedback. So it's cybernetkids.com, and that's spelled just how it sounds, CyberNetKids.com.
All right, then. Thank you, Robert, my technology guru. Again, you continue to amaze me in this program. I just think this is a grand. I start thinking you got kids from 8 to 14. There's some kids from 15 to 22, 23 that need this class, to be honest with you, because, we need to help them too. But anyway, that's probably another program for you. But anyway, thank you so very much, Dr. Robert. All right, then. So that is the show. So what have you learned today? You learned that kids, we can teach kids how to build computers and be knowledgeable and start establishing their own digital web presence online. So how are you going to apply this today? I guess check out CyberNetKids.com. That's CyberNetKids.com. Check that out. Talk to Dr. Robert Joseph and enroll your child today for those programs. Specifically, what action steps are you going to implement to improve your business and increase your profitability? Get your kids enrolled in that course. That's what you need to do. So anyway, but that's the show. As we wrap up, don't forget to check out our blog, which is www.e3c.com. typepad.com, that's www.e3c.typepad.com, and the podcast, which is www.e3cpodomatic.com. That's e3c.podomatic.com. So as I end the call, this is great. I really love these scores. These are future entrepreneurs. They're going to learn this stuff. They could give Dr. Robert Joseph some competition. But as I wrap
that.
Up, dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable, and go make that sale. Thank you so very much, Dr. Robert Joseph. You enjoyed it. You got to come back real soon.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
All right, then. Take care.
Bye-bye.